Imagine if today was the day your idea changed someone's life. Imagine if you could help someone pay for college, help your community build a new playground, or help a child make it to that dream competition. With GoFundMe, it's all possible. GoFundMe is the world's number one fundraising platform trusted by over 190 million people. Every week, ordinary people meet their goals and do extraordinary things. Your ideas matter. GoFundMe isn't just for emergencies. Want to raise money for your kid's soccer team or raise funds for a small business, a creative project, or event? GoFundMe helps you turn ideas into reality. And help adds up. Fundraisers you start for someone else raise up to 5 times more. So think right now, who could use your help? Change rarely comes from waiting. It comes from someone deciding, today I'll start. Don't wait for someone else to bring change. Today, start your fundraiser in just minutes at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com to start your fundraiser. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Okay, welcome back to The Deep Dive.
Yeah, good to be diving in again.
So today, we're wading through a pretty packed collection of info you've shared, some really interesting pieces.
Definitely. We've got that political news compilation from April 22nd.
Right, touches on potential changes, personnel shifts, even some strange social media stuff. We'll get to that.
And then the market side, too. HedgeEye and Horizon Weekly.
Exactly. Both from the 21st. So market analysis, political undercurrents.
And the mission, as always.
Is to try and, you know, make sense of it all, pull out the key threads, connect the dots, give you that clearer picture.
Without getting lost in the weeds, it's about seeing how these different spheres might be interacting.
Precisely. Politics, economics.
Mm.
How do they influence each other? What's driving things underneath?
Okay, so where should we start? Politics.
Yeah, let's kick things off there. That April 22nd compilation, it mentioned some potential turbulence. Department of Defense.
Ah, yes. Secretary Hegseth.
Seems there are rumblings, right. Trump allies concerned about his judgment. Accessibility issues, focusing on personal connections.
Mm. And even talk of looking for a replacement.
That's what the report suggests. So what's your read on that? Potential instability there?
Well, look, even the suggestion of instability at DOD leadership is significant, isn't it?
Yes, definitely.
If key allies are voicing doubts, it could signal deeper issues within the administration.
And impact decision making.
Absolutely. Especially now, you know, the global situation. Any hint of internal friction in a place like the DOD, that can have ripple effects.
Makes sense. Okay, sticking with politics for a moment, there's this whole legal situation, deportations.
Right, the emergency stay related to the Alien Enemies Act.
Which is quite an old law, it's worth pointing out.
Very old and complex.
So a Texas judge initially blocked the deportations. Concerns about due process.
Uh-huh, lack of proper legal procedure.
But then the Fifth Circuit Court overruled that judge, allowing the stay on those deportations to proceed.
Correct. It's a real legal back and forth.
So what's the bigger picture here? What does this tug of war tell us?
Well, fundamentally, it's that classic tension, isn't it? Executive power versus individual rights,
mm-hmm.
especially with immigration.
The due process concern seems key.
It really is. The fact a federal judge flagged it initially saying these expedited processes under this old act might violate rights, that's significant.
And the different rulings just show how legally messy it is.
Exactly. Very contentious.
And it seems like even with the Fifth Circuit ruling, those due process worries haven't vanished.
No, the report mentioned accounts, people being put on planes, potentially without clear explanations or a chance to appeal properly.
Yeah, that sounds, well, concerning if that's how it's playing out.
It really does. If those accounts hold water, it raises serious questions. Fairness, transparency.
Access to lawyers, too.
Right. And just the speed of it all. It suggests a process that might not allow for, you know, careful consideration of each case. Troubling stuff, legally and humanly speaking.
Okay, let's shift gears a bit. Something different, also in the political news.
Oh.
This mention of unusual social media activity. Digitally altered images.
Ah, yeah. Like doctored photos circulating in political circles.
Yeah, exactly. The example given was digitally added tattoos on a picture. What do we make of that kind of thing?
It's fascinating, isn't it, how even small digital tweaks can be used
to shape narratives.
Precisely, or just muddy the waters. In today's social media-driven politics, visual authenticity is, well, it's everything. Or it should be.
So seeing these altered images pop up.
It suggests maybe a strategy to influence opinions subtly, or maybe even testing disinformation tactics. Hard to say, for sure.
Just highlights that challenge, right? Figuring out what's real online.
Constantly.
All right, now, Something maybe a bit lighter, but still pointed. That Politico list.
Oh, the most shameless attention seekers.
That's the one. And it's bipartisan. You've got Senator Chris Murphy, Senator Ted Cruz.
Representatives Crockett, Marjorie Taylor Greene, Nancy Mace.
Yeah, quite the lineup. What does that tell us? That it hits both sides?
Well, it suggests this drive for the spotlight isn't a partisan thing, right? It's maybe more about the current political environment.
Like what? Social media demands?
Could be. The 24/7 news cycle, fundraising pressures. Maybe even a shift in how politicians see their job. Less purely legislative, more public figure.
Performative, maybe?
Perhaps. And the mix of styles and seniority on that list, it shows it's not just one type of behavior. It's complex.
Yeah, it does make you wonder, though. How much does chasing attention impact actually governing?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't
it? Okay, let's pivot to the markets now. April 21st. Hedgeye, Horizon Weekly, both flag a rough day.
Yeah, Dow, S&P 500, NASDAQ all took a hit. Significant drops.
And the consensus seems to be Fed worries.
Pretty much. Anxiety that the Federal Reserve might keep monetary policy tight, keep rates higher, for longer than people expected.
And why does that spook the market so much?
Well, higher interest rates generally cool things down. Borrowing costs go up for businesses, right?
Yeah.
Which can mean less investment, slower growth.
And make safer stuff look better.
Exactly. Bonds become more attractive compared to riskier stocks, so investors might shift money out of equities. The market reaction suggests worry about corporate profits and the economy overall if rates stay high.
Okay, digging into Hedgeye specifically, their top three things from that day.
Right, they were looking at
U.S. dollar weakening against the euro and yen, oil prices dropping further, maybe entering hashtag quad four crash mode.
Mm-hmm. Quad four in their framework usually means slowing growth, falling inflation.
Yeah.
Often tough for commodities like oil.
Right. And then the QQQ, the NASDAQ 100 tracker.
Yeah.
Underperformance, more volatility expected there, tied to earnings season coming up.
Yeah, that sounds like a fairly cautious outlook from Hedgeye, potential economic headwinds.
A weaker dollar, falling oil, suggesting weaker demand, tech stock worries.
It paints a picture of concern, for sure, especially heading into earnings reports.
But then, Horizon Weekly's recap offered a maybe slightly different perspective, or at least a nuance.
How so?
Well, despite President Trump talking publicly about possibly firing Fed Chair Powell.
Which you'd expect to rattle markets, especially the bond market.
Right. But Treasury yields apparently stabilized, and the 10-year yield even went down a bit.
Hmm. That is interesting. Unexpected resilience there.
What could explain that? Why would the bond market freak out?
Couple of possibilities, maybe. One, the market might just be discounting the chances of it actually happening. Maybe seen this kind of talk before, or they believe in the Fed's independence.
Okay.
Or two, there could be deeper economic forces at play. Maybe strong demand for safe U.S. debt. You know, overriding the political noise for now, it suggests a certain underlying confidence, perhaps.
Interesting. Horizon also mentioned that while those big tech and growth stocks were still selling off, overall market volatility actually decreased. And they saw a, quote, return of diversification.
Ah, so money flowing into other areas, small caps, international.
Exactly. Positive returns there. Which feels like a shift, doesn't it? After so long with just a few big names driving everything.
It really does. That kind of broadening participation, if it holds, is usually seen as healthier, less reliant on just one sector.
Suggests investors are looking wider for value?
Potentially, yeah.
Yeah.
Reassessing where the opportunities might be.
And Horizon also pointed out, with earnings season kicking off,
the focus shifts, right?
To individual companies. How are they doing? What's their outlook? Less about the big macro picture for a bit.
And the early read was?
Decent results, apparently, but cautious guidance. Companies being careful about predicting the future.
That makes sense. Even with good past numbers, if management sounds worried, it can temper enthusiasm. Lots of uncertainty still.
Plus, those U.S.-Japan trade talks were ongoing, and upcoming data like the PMIs. Lots for the market to watch.
Definitely. Always something.
Okay, so let's try to tie this together for everyone listening. We've got this potential instability at the top of the DOD.
We've got these really complex legal fights over immigration and due process.
We've got this commentary on, let's call it, political visibility and attention seeking in Congress across both parties.
And then, switching to the economy, market jitters about the Fed and interest rates.
But also, this surprising stability in Treasury yields despite political talk and signs of investment broadening out beyond just big tech.
Yeah, it's a really mixed picture, isn't it? Political uncertainty layered onto economic cross currents.
It feels complex, contradictory even in places.
It does. The political risks are there, no doubt. But the market isn't always reacting in a straight line to headlines.
That bond market stability is a key example.
Right. It suggests maybe economic fundamentals or just broader investor sentiment are driving things differently right now. And the shift to earnings, the diversification, that shows a market actively thinking, reassessing.
Okay, so for you listening, the key takeaways. Keep an eye on potential defense leadership changes, the ongoing legal battles around immigration policy. Maybe think about what drives political communication styles these days.
And on the market side, watch the Fed signals, of course, but also look at company earnings, guidance, and whether this trend of broader market participation continues. Notice the resilience in certain areas, like treasuries, despite the noise.
So it leads us to a final thought, maybe something for you to chew on.
Yeah.
Given this apparent disconnect sometimes between the political headlines and, say, the relative calm in parts of the bond market, what do you think is really driving investor thinking right now?
Good question. Is the market just getting numb to certain kinds of political drama?
Or are there deeper economic currents, things we haven't even touched on much today, that are actually the stronger force overshadowing the day-to-day stuff?
Definitely something to ponder. What are those underlying factors worth thinking about?